As we go to air tonight, the partially built Sky City Convention Centre in Auckland CBD is well ablaze. Fire crews from across the city are battling the massive fire that broke out about 4 hours ago. Some firefighters have been called in from Hamilton. Huge flames could be seen from several buildings away, with plumes of black smoke blanketing the block and beyond. Hundreds of people have been evacuated from the surrounding area, and traffic in some parts of the CBD has come to a standstill. Health authorities are also advising people living and working near the fire to avoid breathing in the smoke. It's yet another setback for the convention centre, which is already 2 years behind its completion date. And there's concern that today's fire may have sent that schedule up in smoke. Our reporter Nita Blake-Pearson and cameraman Nick Munro filed this report.
Oh, it's getting worse. They're trying their level best to get rid of this. Can see the flames clearly coming out. Wow, this is getting even worse.
Auckland's skyline eclipsed as huge black clouds erupted from the construction site of Sky City's International Convention Centre. Smoke began pouring out of the centre's roof just after 1 p.m. with bright flames erupting into the sky. More than 20 fire trucks rushed from all over the city and some as far as Hamilton to battle the blaze.
It's a very challenging fire. We've been here for a number of hours now. We are not on top of the fire. We have a sixth alarm. That's Auckland at its capacity at the moment. If we were to have another fire of this significance, then no, we don't have enough resources.
Fire and Emergencies' Dave Woone says there were no injuries, but one person was unaccounted for.
We're trying to account for one person, but we don't think that's a problem.
The fire shut down parts of Wellesley, Hobson and Nelson Streets. The chaotic scenes coincided with the lunchtime rush, with hundreds of people gathering to watch the drama unfold.
We were told to stay away from the windows.
I think this is probably a little bit more interesting at this stage.
If it's waterproofing, it won't be good for you.
Harsh Khanna is the manager at the nearby Quest Motel and watched the fire take hold.
There's a couple of us sitting on the deck going like, oh wow, this is getting absolutely absurd. It took a good 20, 25 minutes before the firefighters could actually get up there on the roof to get the smoke out, but it was quite scary.
Smoke has been billowing out of the convention centre for well over half an hour now, and the 800 or so staff that usually work here have been told to push back because of fears that smoke may in fact be toxic. They still don't know what's burning at this stage.
It's yet more bad news for Sky City's $700 million International Convention Centre and hotel project, which has been plagued by problems, including cost overruns and construction delays. The complex is being built by Fletcher Construction, and Sky City had been scheduled to open late next year. But today's fire is yet another setback.
It's just been one of those jinx projects which has got delays after delays. I mean, the last thing we heard, it was opening in January 2021. I don't know what's this going to do with it. I really hope it goes faster because it's obviously good business for everyone the day it opens up. And but I'm just not sure what's going on with Fletcher's here.
Sky City says it doesn't know the source of the fire at this stage and was assessing the situation and damage.
And Nita Blake-Pearson is on the corner of Wellesley and Hobson Streets and joins us now live. Nita, what does it look like down there now?
Well, it's a big smoky mess still here, Lisa. That fire looks like it's far from out. Even about 20 minutes ago, the smoke looked like it was returning to a white colour, but it's since gone back to that black, and there's a lot of people gathered around here wearing gas masks because the smell is just pretty pungent. There's a cherry picker right in the midst of it. It must be hanging about 10 stories up, just pouring water onto the site, but it's barely visible, actually, through all the smoke at this stage. It's the only appliance that does seem to be hovering and fighting that blaze at the moment. But as I say, a lot of people watching from beyond the cordon, they're wearing masks and taking photos because it still looks pretty dramatic at this end.
So how bad is traffic? Obviously it's in the middle of the CBD and it's home time for a lot of people. This is rush hour.
That's right. Well, it's backing up. The cordons that are in place at the moment directly around the fire scene are Wellesley between Hobson and Sale Street, Nelson between Vic and Crook, and Hobson between Wellesley and Vic. So that's a pretty big portion of the CBD. It's gridlock in parts, but I think a lot of people are steering well clear of this area as they've been advised. Police and emergency services are basically saying, if you don't have to come anywhere near this area, please don't, as they try and put out this fire. But buses are having to be rerouted and things like that, so people will need to check where their alternative stops are. There's a lot of traffic and it will be some time getting home tonight for a lot of people.
Thanks, Nita. That's Nita Blake-Pearson, who's at the scene of that Sky City Convention Centre fire, and we will bring you developments throughout the program this evening.